fever down in my soul, that alpha fever.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to First Impulse. I am Mike Richardson, member of Alpha Phi Alpha Fraternity Incorporated, Pi Upsilon Lambda chapter. And today I am joined by my brother, Charles Trey Scott. Brother Scott is very influential in our chapter and in the organization. And so we wanted to talk today. We've been talking a lot about what the chapter has done. This is going to be a little bit different episode because there is an organization called Pi Upsilon Lambda Charitable Foundation, of which Brother Scott is the president. And so, welcome to First Impulse.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, so let's talk a little bit about the foundation. What is it?
So the short answer is that it serves as the charitable arm of our esteemed chapter. The larger answer, or the bigger answer, is that Alpha Phi Alpha Fraternity Incorporated was established 116 years ago at Cornell University in Ithaca, New York. Within the fraternity, there are numerous chapters worldwide. Our particular chapter, the Pi Upsilon Lambda chapter, serves as the 652nd House of Alpha. Our chapter, the Pi Upsilon Lambda, has a charitable organization tied to it, and so it serves as the benevolent arm for the chapter.
Okay, and then how does this differ from the chapter in terms of structure, activities, et cetera?
So at the core of the chapter, Alpha is a service-based organization. The foundation is a 501c that focuses on community-based programs that benefit Prince George's County specifically.
Okay. All right, so in the previous episodes of First Impulse, as I mentioned, we discussed some of the history of the activity in a chapter and how it supported the residents in our community, which is Prince George's County, Maryland, specifically based in Largo, Maryland, in the surrounding area. How or what type of support has the Pi Upsilon Lambda Charitable Foundation provided to the residents of the county?
So the foundation has been responsible for a lot of different programs. Specifically, we have an annual Father's Day program that highlights the efforts and the importance of Black fathers. Monthly food baskets to families in the community, food distribution during the holidays as well as the pandemic. And the thing that I'm most proud of is the amount of scholarships that we've provided over the years. The foundation has been around for almost 30 years, and we've given about $300,000 in scholarships to students. We've had students go to Ivy League schools as well as community colleges, and we've given them money to go to college.
Okay, so now if I'm a listener, I'm hearing, okay, how do I get tapped into those scholarships? Who's eligible for the scholarships and how are they distributed?
So that's a great question. The foundation opens our scholarship portal on Founders Day, December 4th of every year. And it closes on the second Friday of March. And so any graduating high school senior can go to our website, pulcf.org, and apply for scholarships that we have. We have about 10 scholarships that are available. Different criteria for every scholarship. However, I would encourage any graduating high school senior to look it up and apply for as many as that they can apply for or that are applicable to them.
Okay, and is it just graduating seniors, or are there opportunities for other students, let's say elementary, middle school students, to gain money?
So only graduating high school seniors.
Okay.
Oftentimes we get hit up for students that are in need of scholarships that are maybe in their sophomore or junior year, and I'm realizing that is the important years of college. Everybody's giving money during that freshman year, but you need money to sustain the college experience. And so that is one of the things that we are working towards.
Okay. Is there any other types of programming that the Charitable Foundation offers? So I remember seeing flyers of participating in the scholarship golf tournament. So there are ways that you get the scholarship money other than just asking for it. And what do those programs look like?
So like you said, we have an annual golf tournament. And it raises quite a bit of money for scholarship. Other programs that the foundation offers, annually we do a men's health forum. It's chaired by our very own Dr. Torrence Brown. And basically it brings awareness to men's health issues from a point of mental, physical, sexual well-being. Our aim is to provide awareness that it may benefit or even save the life of someone out there. Oftentimes Black men are hesitant to visit the doctor. hopefully our efforts are breaking down the stigmas concerning men's health.
Yeah, so one of the things that's great about the Men's Health Forum, and we're going to have, we had Brother Brown on to discuss that, is that runs the gamut of health and wellness, from physical health to emotional, spiritual, financial health. And it's a beautiful engagement to the community around us. So that's awesome that the foundation is a part of that. Okay, so you are recently elected president of the Charitable Foundation, following in the great footsteps of Brother Frank Malone. Since you've become president or been elected president, what has been your vision for the foundation?
My vision is very simple. More. Over the years, we've consistently provided service to Prince George's County. I want us to do more awareness, more scholarships, more endeavors. I feel that our chapter is the premier alpha chapter in Prince George's County. My vision is for the foundation to serve as the premier charitable organization for this county as well, consistently bringing more to the community. That means partnering with the right companies and organizations to bring more funds our way in order for us to make a larger impact.
Okay. And when we say more, those funds are the funds that are turned around and issued as scholarships and other support, correct?
Correct. So we talked about earlier on the scholarships that we offer. For me and my vision, we would be offering more scholarships and in larger amounts. And so we need support. We need community engagement. We need donations. And we have to have more programs to raise funds. And so my vision is to just do more on a grander scale.
Yeah, so that's one of the things that may not be commonly understood. So when Black Greek letter organizations have events, you'll see people that you know maybe posting about the events. And you know, you may say something like, well, why does that ticket cost so much? Mm-hmm. Well, there's a cost to put on the event, to produce the event. You have to recoup that cost. But then each event is for a purpose. Like, people are not generally just having parties for the party's sake.
Right.
In a lot of cases, portion of that funds is going to this work. So each dollar that's given to whatever that event ends up usually helping someone else in the community.
Absolutely.
And so I think that's important to name and to provide that understanding for people as you start to see your friends asking for money or inviting you out to events, things like that. It's never to gain money for any other purpose other than turning that back or recycling that back into our community.
Right. All of the funds that we raise are generally earmarked for either scholarship or for housing. So the foundation is in the process of trying to establish a house where we will be able to serve the community even better. Of course, the foundation is tied to the chapter. So in conjunction with the chapter, we're raising funds to buy a property. It will serve as a meeting place for the chapter, as well as a space for the community to have events and to provide mentorship and things like that for the community. So it's either housing or scholarship for us. None of the money is just sitting. We put it to great use.
Yeah. So one of those items for housing, it's not just housing for the chapter. It's also housing for some of the chapter programming. I know we do. We host a mentoring program called Youth Leadership Development Institute. Can you talk a little bit about that?
So yes, the Youth Leadership Development Institute is a program for middle school age kids, young men, 6th through 8th grade. They come to us for mentorship, and we give them training on etiquette, how to deal with the police, how to deal with finances, how to deal with social issues, how to deal with their bodies going through changes of puberty and things like that. The program is run by David Smith. He's done a great job for the past few years running the program. And then we have Legacy, which is run by Delano McRaven. Legacy is the counterpart to YODI. Legacy is for high school age young men from 9th through 12th grade. And so Legacy differs from YODI in that it's more of a rap session, a big brother type session, where they work through things that young men are dealing with in high school, the challenges that they are facing. And so we're kind of developing a pipeline here. Those young men that started out in YDI, they progress to Legacy, and then those are the young men that should be receiving our scholarships. We want to pour back into the young men of our community, ensuring that should they choose to go to college, that they are set up for success. Definitely want to support those young men.
So it's an opportunity to get not only scholarships, but the skills and training to help them be successful in life, whether they move forward in college or the military or into the workforce.
Absolutely. A lot of times they're in schools where they don't see representation. And so we're trying to provide that for them. Successful young Black men and men of color, providing positive guidance and role models for them.
And then how do people find out about WildEI and kind of what time of year does that occur so they know when to look for it?
WildEI normally start and Legacy normally starts at the beginning of the year. So it started in January and it runs through May. And so that program and the application is also found on our website, www.pulcf.org. If you have a child that is interested in the program, fill out the application, and the points of contact are David Smith and Delano McRaven. It's a pretty easy process, so I encourage all young men who are interested in developing to come on out.
It's an excellent program. My first year learning and seeing how the program works, I'm just impressed by what they're learning, but also how they are learning to just open up and be around people. I mean, COVID really did impact the socialization skills of our children. And so you can see that in a lot of them. I can see them in my children and in the children in or the young men in WildEI. But, you know, you work with them and they start to open up, and it's a beautiful thing to see them develop even that way. So, yeah, I encourage anyone who has school-age children, middle school, to look into WildEI. It's a very valuable resource. Are there any upcoming events that the Charitable Foundation has that people should be looking out for?
So yes, the Men's Health Forum, it is coming up. It will be in person this year. I know because of the pandemic last year, we were virtual, but I'm glad to note that it will be in person this year. Please be on the lookout for the announcement of the date and the location. So in July, we'll be having our annual scholarship drop-off drive-by. That's where we present the recipients of our scholarships with their award. I encourage anyone wanting to donate towards scholarships to visit our website. And then in November, we'll be having our fourth annual Gospel Jazz Luncheon. And then on a grander scale, next year, we will be celebrating our 30th year in existence. So we will be planning for a 30th year gala. More information to follow. But I'm looking forward to celebrating 30 years as well as raising funds for scholarship.
So that's what we've been doing. 30 years in the county, helping students, helping county residents at every level. We do this through the chapter and then also the charitable arm, Pi Epsilon Lambda Charitable Foundation. So thank you, Brother Scott, for joining us and educating us on how the foundation functions and helps to support the residents of Prince George's County.
Absolutely. I do want to recognize the founder of our charitable organization, Alex Bailey, founded our organization back in 1994. The purpose of the foundation was to improve the quality of life for the residents of Prince George's County, Maryland, through community-based programs, social policy, health advocacy, and educational scholarship. So Alex Bailey is somewhat of a legend in Alpha, specifically in the Eastern region. I just want to give him a shout out and say thanks for establishing this for all of the brothers of PUL. This foundation, it basically works because of the officers and board members of this foundation. They do a great job, and I just want to recognize all of those guys. The chairman of the board is Paul Brown. The vice chairman is James B. Massey Jr. And on the board, we have Steve Robinson, Daryl Butler, Delano McRaven, and Kevin Stewart. I have some great officers that they support me in every way, and I just want to recognize them as well. My vice president is Brandon Bowie. My treasurer is Keith Alexander. Financial secretary is Brandon Buckner. And the recording secretary is Kendall Pace. These young men do a phenomenal job, and I just want to say thank you.
Thank you all, brothers, for helping us get this work done. Be looking out for more information on the 30th anniversary celebration, Ice and White. When the tickets drop, well, they are available now. You get your tickets before that event sells out. Get them early. And then also be on the lookout for March for Babies, which is our in collaboration with the March of Dimes initiative. So, yeah, we got good things coming your way.
Absolutely.
For First Impulse, I am Brother Mike Richardson. Thank you, Brother Scott.
Thank you.